You reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stew of soul music, yeah.
A mixed stew of soul music, giving you some classic soul from 1964, celebrating 60 years of Motown. What you just heard, I'll Come Running, from Miss Carolyn Crawford, who was discovered at a talent contest. She won a talent contest held by Detroit radio station WCHB in 1963. She was 13 years old, and the prize, because she won the talent show, was a contract with Motown Records, and she recorded three singles for the label, and she had a single called Forget About Me, and then followed by, this was on the pop charts, number 39, My Smile Is Just a Frown, Turned Upside Down, which was written by Smokey Robinson. It reached number 39 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart. And of what you just heard, this came out in 1964. I'll Come Running, and you know, she was 14 years of age at the time when she did this single. And then what I didn't know about Miss Carolyn Crawford is that in the 70s, she was a featured vocalist on several of Hamilton Bohannon's singles and six of his albums, including his biggest U.S. single hit, Let's Start the Dance. And I didn't know that was her talking about, you know, I've been watching you all night, don't you want to dance? And, you know, she signed a solo contract with Mercury Records, and she released a single, Coming On Strong, which reached number 66 on the R&B chart at the start of 1979. We celebrate Miss Carolyn Crawford from Detroit, Michigan, celebrating 60 years of Motown records, y'all. And this is Professor T-Love coming at you once again, coming at you through live365.com, streaming live, and definitely coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. Coming up next, got another classic soul joint from the Tams, talking about what kind of fool do you think I am? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
What kind of fool?
What kind of fool do you think I am? You think you can go on seeing him? Starting out though we had made our plans, you said I'd be your number one man.
What kind of fool?
Do you think I am? That was from the Tams, y'all. You know, that song was number one for 3 weeks. 3 weeks in 1964. It hit the top 10, then spent 3 weeks at number one on the Cashbox R&B chart. And the Tams were an American vocal group from Atlanta, Georgia, who enjoyed their greatest chart successes in the 1960s, but continued to chart in the 1970s and the 1980s. And, you know, the original Tams were R.L. Smith, Robert Lee Smith, and the other lineup under the leadership of Charles Pope, the brother of co-founder Joe Pope. But they formed in 1960 and took their name from the Tam O'Shanter hats they wore. That's like a Scottish cap, bonnet that, you know, Scottish and British men wore. But by 1962, they had a hit on Arlen Records called Untie Me, which was a Joe South composition that became a top 20 on the Billboard R&B chart. And then they followed up with What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am, which reached the top 10, as I said, on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, and then spent 3 weeks at number one on the Cashbox R&B chart. Many of their hits were written by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Ray Whitley. And then they had another song in the same year, 1964, Hey Girl, Don't Bother Me, which was a modest U.S. hit the same year. And then the Tams had only one further major U.S. hit in 1968 called Be Young, Be Foolish, Be Happy, which peaked at number 26 on the U.S. R&B chart. And we celebrate the Tams, who are still active today from 1960 to the present. And if you want to know more about the Tams, you go to www.3w.thetams.com. And we celebrate the Tams, here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Coming up next, I'm going to play you a classic. I think this was a regional hit, a New York, New Jersey regional hit. And I remember this song. It was on All Platinum Records, which was the record label of Miss Sylvia Robinson and her husband. And this lady right here, before the Moments started, you know, getting real strong, you know, Love on a Two-Way Street came out in 1970. But it was this lady that opened the door for the Moments. Basically, some of the songs she sang, the Moments sang. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Miss Leslie Valentine, who was a member of the J-Nets, and I don't know if this is going way back, the J-Nets had Sally Go Round the Roses. Well, this lady, I remember this song because we had this on as a 45. It was a black label, said all platinum in silver, talking about I won't do anything. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
I won't do anything since my baby has gone. Even though he's gone and I'm all alone, I'm gonna be true to him, not to you, because he gives me your love. Can replace. Don't try to erase. So all of you guys, please don't give me the eyes. I belong to him, and that's how it's gonna stay. No, I won't do anything except for my baby.
For my baby,
for my
baby,
'cause he's been so good to me now. To leave a good thing, I've got to be. A love like his is so hard to find. You know you always get things of their kind. So I'm
gonna act like a lady and be true to my baby. No matter when or where he's bound, you'll know my love is safe and sound. So hard to find. You know you always get the other kind. So I'm gonna act like a lady and be true to my baby. No matter when or where he's bound, he'll know my love is safe and sound. La 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 for my baby.
Giving you some classic soul from 1968 on the All Platinum record label that was run by Miss Sylvia Robinson and her husband, Joe Robinson. In 1968, they scored their first hit for this record label with Miss Leslie Valentine, formerly of the J-Nets. And, you know, Miss Sylvia Robinson signed another group, because you may hear some backups from one of the Moments. Ray Goodman and Brown, Harry Ray. You know, they may have been backing her up on that single. But, you know, Sylvia Robinson also signed in 1968 the duo, Sylvia Robinson and her husband, signed a Washington, D.C. act named The Moments, who found success with Sylvia Robinson. And, you know, Leslie Valentine also co-wrote, but she was not credited for giving the lyrics to Love on a Two-Way Street, which was the moment's biggest hit in 1970. And this song, I Won't Do Anything, was produced and arranged by Mr. Burt Keys, who was also working with Miss Sylvia Robinson, and his name was Ebert Adolphus Mahone. Burt Keys, he was a pianist, songwriter, and singer and arranger. And definitely he is credited with over 120 musical compositions. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Coming up next, I love the way that this man reworked the Supreme Stop in the Name of Love. He just took the vocals, added his touch to it, and just breathed new life into this song. Not saying it's not a great song, because I thought it was one of the Supreme's greatest songs, but he definitely took this single up to another level. Stop in the Name of Love. This is by Yoroku Sakai. It's his remix. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Love that. Whoo, I like the treatment. I don't know. I just felt like the vocals came out even more with the laid back chill track in the background. That was Yoroku Sakai's remix of Stop in the Name of Love. And if you want to check that out, you can check that out on SoundCloud.com. Just look for Yoroku Sakai. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, one of Detroit's own, the Detroit Emeralds, coming at you here with one of their classic songs that I remember. You know, the Detroit Emeralds came upon us around 1968 with Showtime, Baby. Ooh, I'm about to have some fun. Ooh, yeah, coming up right here on A Bowl of Soul, we got the Detroit Emeralds, and then I'm going to play you a new song from the Detroit Emeralds right here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
From the Detroit Emeralds, and that was from 1972-73. And I, you know, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Dwayne Lomax, he basically said, you know, sent me some of the new music. You just heard the lead singer, Mr. James Mitchell, and he has been the lead singer of the Detroit Emeralds since 1968. But I believe Mr. Mitchell is not singing with this new version of the Detroit Emeralds. But nevertheless, these cats got a new song out. And I'm going to play it for you right now, premiere it right here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. It's called Call Me. I'm ready to go. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I'm ready.
Let's talk.
No, no, no. We need to talk right now.
I'm ready.
It's over with. Every once in a while, or when you get home. No, no, that's okay. I'm out of here.
No light without you. All I see, mirage to me, unreal, so unreal. I'm ready to speak and share thoughts with you.
I'm ready, I'm ready.
Me talk to you.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Please. Can I talk?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready, ready, ready.
Oh. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I wanna talk to you.
I made mistakes along the way. Without you, no. These words I speak is coming from my heart. Oh, baby, dang, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready to speak.
Oh, baby.
What's on your mind? Are you ready for me? Cause I'm ready for you.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, 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 oh.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
No.
Giving you some classic soul from the legendary Detroit Emeralds. And you know, like I said, the Detroit Emeralds had started back in 1966 with Abe and Ivory Tillman and James Mitchell. And as I said, just to make a correction, they recorded the single Showtime. And this began the career of the Detroit Emeralds. And they were on the Rick Tick label, which, you know, Rick Tick and Golden World was, you know, bought by Motown Records. And then later on, Marvin Willis joined the group, replacing Abe Tillman. And the Detroit Emeralds continued their productive years touring the U.S., supporting acts such as Sammy Davis Jr. and James Brown. And like I said, they had numerous hits. They had Do Me Right, You Want It, You Got It, Feel the Need in Me. You know what I'm saying? But now we have a new generation of Detroit Emeralds now in place with Lavelle Jackson, Eddie Cameron, and Dwayne Lomax, and also known to Soul Trackers for his work with the group E-Life. So definitely, Call Me, I'm Ready is a solid tune. Make sure you support the Detroit Emeralds, because this is about keeping the legacy of the Detroit Emeralds going. Definitely, you have to do that, you know, because this is how we pass on classic soul music. This is how we let other people know that we're standing on the shoulders of the creators, the artists, the singers, the arrangers. So if you want to purchase, call me. I'm ready. Okay? Make sure you go to iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby to purchase this single from the Detroit Emeralds. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Blessing in disguise, blessing in disguise. Feeling like a vibe, feeling like a vibe. Buzzing off the beat, bouncing out your seat. You're my fantasy, yeah. No habit of falling, but you are an exception. You have got me crawling, but you are how I get there. The runner's got me reeling, reeling round the fountain. Lusting for a living.
How do I find you? How do I find you? How do I find you?
So much.
How do I find you?
Everybody else starts leaving. You're the ones with the nine reasons. You were always under the table. I was always willing, paper. You don't really have to know better. I don't really care if you know what else. If you don't know what it means, cause you never know any better. Only left time for a short while. Thought I would meet you by the time stamps. Don't go back before writing. You won't be no kids without a kid. You don't really have to know better. I don't really have to know better. But if you don't know what it means, cause you don't know any better.
Do I find
feelings I'm feeling, I'm not trying to hide. I don't wanna leave your side, keep you left and right. Stubborn feelings I'm feeling,
I don't really know the pain, I just want you to be loving. I don't really wanna go home, I just want you to be loving. I don't really know the pain, I just want you to be loving. I don't really wanna go home, I just want you to be loving. I find you.
Give it up for Star Slinger, coming at you with that electronic house music joint called Lustin' for a Living. And you know, Star Slinger, his name is Darren Williams, is an electronic music producer and DJ based in Manchester, England, who takes influences mainly from house and hip-hop. And you know, Star Slinger first came to the attention after self-releasing a beat tape in the summer of 2010 entitled Volume 1, shortly after Star Slinger picked up noteworthy press interest from Pitchfork Media, Spin Magazine, Dazed and Confused Magazine, and was interviewed by Annie Mack on BBC Radio. And he's collaborated with a lot of people, with James Vincent McMorrow, Dawn Richard, Kilo Keish, Juicy J, Project Pat, Lil B, Sam Sparrow, Stunnerman, Reggie B, and Techie Latex, you know. And also he co-wrote and produced Kilo Keish Goldmine, which featured on the Sundance Film Festival award-winning film, Dear White People. If you want to know more about Star Slinger, and you can also go there to download for free some of his singles, go to starslinger.net. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, got a nice joint that incorporates a sample from Blue Magic, Hollywood, from the rapper Kimba. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Karen Bernard. Come listen to Soul Pioneer on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music just for you.
They say the road to riches ain't paved with golden brick and butt. Pure stardom in life is nonfiction when based on how you living and the pace of your decisions. The path you pave can be deserving of a mention. In the big city, bright lights, glitz and glam. Your jersey and staple centers from your NBA jams. Your character universal from their studio cam. You heating up the silver screen, melting millions of hearts. Cause life's a mystery, yet you learned your part. Turned it to art, it's true, it's the thing we all aspire to. Though many fall through the cracks, we only find a few able to climb up the charts like the finest do. Still, we all want a trip down Rodeo. Feeling less than a day old with a pocket full of pesos. We look to Tinseltown to see our name in lights. Like, come on Hollywood, name your price.
Hey Hollywood, Hollywood, come on and don't be against you. The city of Los Angeles that found their fame, rediscovered their crowns, now they taking their place. Royalties from the gutter, overcoming the hate. Hey Hollywood, Hollywood, come on and don't be against you. The city of Los Angeles that found their fame, rediscovered their crowns, now they taking their place. Royalties from the gutter, overcoming the hate.
We all born in this world, day one is a blank canvas, with dreams escape the hands of most labeled average. Until we use paint from colors that we imagine to construct the masterpiece using life's fabric. There's a Spielberg in all of us, though it's not obvious. When campaigning for a spot through life's politics, every life's a film, starring a leading role, tested by dark times to find a star in one's soul. An inspirational force for this world to behold, captured on big screens, transported round the globe. So we flip scripts, depict myths, present gifts, from hard knocks to lifestyles of the famous rich. We shoot for the stars, even though we may miss. We leave an imprint that's sketched with intent, ensuring life's enriched as we land in the clouds, resting above at them spots where angels lounging. Angels lounging.
Everything that you do is for you. So every move that you make sure it's all out, because it's gonna matter in the end.
Hey Hollywood, Hollywood, come on and don't be against you. The city of Los Angeles that found their fame, rediscovered their crowns, now they taking their place. Royalty from the gutter, overcoming the hate. Hey Hollywood, Hollywood, come on and don't be against you. The city of Los Angeles that found their fame, rediscovered their crowns, now they taking their place. Royalty from the gutter, overcoming.
giving you some hip hop with a little lace of soul, produced by my man producer Main Doc, talking about Hollywood, and that's from Kimba from 2011. And make sure you support Kimba. Kimba has a couple of other EPs that he put out by going to King Kimba, KIMBA.bandcamp.com. And coming up next, some new soul music. This brother, he reached out to me, his group called Descendant, and he said to me, he said, I asked him, how did you find out about A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music? And he said, unfortunately, there's not many listings of soul music stations that I can send my music to. And I said, listen, I'm playing your music, okay? Because to me, you can never get enough of soul music. I don't care what it is, classic soul, independent soul, you can never get enough of it. So premiering right here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, Gotta Get Up. I like the flavor on this song. You definitely gonna like it. From Ascendant. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah.
I like that. Now that's funky. That is really funky. And you know, you definitely gotta support Ascendant by going to their website, ascendantmusic.com. Make sure you check them out. You know, this is part of their album called Illuminate, which is a concept album, more in the line of Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder, Sign of the Times by Prince. And this album was done in four parts, spanning the band's lives, loves, and hopes. It's about false starts, comebacks, and second chances. It's about perseverance, having the strength to endure. And you know, he mentions that Kael Maboya basically said the band went through changes while they were working on the album. And they started with one set of members. The original set broke up, and they began another one. But then that set broke up, and we picked up another set. Life imitates art, and art imitates life. We began to live what we were writing, and in the process of living it, that shaped what we were writing again. And, you know, that's about life in general. You know, I've been in a band, I'm still in a band, and we've gone through many personnel changes. And I know exactly what he's talking about. And Illuminate Green, this is where the stage they're at, Green, Rebirth. And it starts off with Promise, with group vocals of Kael Maboya, Michael Lockett, and Donica Lynn. And then the second track, More, takes the mood and the beat to another level with staccato horns and pulsating rhythms. The single, what you just heard, Gotta Get Up, which had me, I'm back here dancing and carrying on, you know, is another anthem. It's an anthem, and it sounds like it, about rising up to face life's challenges. It inspires with a healthy chunk of funky rhythm guitar and a catchy groove. Make sure you support Ascendant, you know, because that's what life is about. Life is about, you know, you're going up. You're not going down in life, you're going up. You know what I'm saying? And the up is to the sky, to God. But you know what? Life has its challenges at each level. And each level, it's sharpening you. It's shaping you. So make sure you support Ascendant by going to www.ascendantmusic.com and support this single, Gotta Get Up. I'm glad you guys sent me, Kyle sent me this music. It's great. I like it. It had me dancing up in here. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got a new single from Mr. Ty Causey. You know, I stay in contact with Ty, and Ty always sending me some fly, smooth jazz music. Here on A Bowl of Soul, new single called Hypnotic, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hypnotic.
Sassy to the bone, that girl.
She's hypnotic.
She knows she turns me on. In the morning, when it arises, she's the first thing on my mind. She's on my mind. She's on my mind. In the evening, when I sleep, late at night, she's in my dream. In my dream. She's on my mind. Can't get her off my mind. She's got style.
From Mr. Ty Causey, talking about, this is off of his album called Hypnotic that he released this year in 2019. Make sure you support Ty Causey. Definitely this brother jams with R&B and smooth jazz. Make sure you purchase it on iTunes or Amazon.com. Make sure you support Mr. Ty Causey. You know, me and him, we stay in contact with each other, and he always manages to put out something hot and smoking, which you just heard, Hypnotic. I'm going to leave you with this single. This is a smooth jazz song called Pretty Wings, which was done by Maxwell, but it's done so sweetly instrumental. Here on A Bowl of Soul, this is like a brand new smooth jazz joint coming at you with Pretty Wings.
Thank you.
giving you some smooth jazz from Mr. Rob White doing his rendition on the saxophone of Pretty Wings. That was done by Maxwell, and this was off the album Keep Riding on the Hush Orpheus label. Make sure you support Mr. Rob White. Make sure you purchase and support all of the artists that I played here, the new revamped Detroit Emeralds. Call me, I'm ready. Make sure you support Ascendant. Gotta get up, y'all. Make sure you support them. Mr. Ty Causey, Hypnotic, and Pretty Wings by Mr. Rob White. And I hope that you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook. Like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure if you like what you heard on A Bowl of Soul, or you want to submit some music, R&B music, jazz, smooth jazz, hip-hop, you name it, you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. A Bowl of Soul also has a website, www.abowlofsoul.com, where you can listen to all of the podcasts that I've created for that website. I am also broadcasted on iHeartRadio. Make sure you look for A Bowl of Soul. I want to thank all the listeners all over the world for tuning into A Bowl of Soul on iHeartRadio. Also, make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on Live 365 on my radio network, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed of soul music where you can get unfiltered, limited commercial interruption, 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, 365 days of the year. And if you're interested in broadcasting on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. If you're interested in putting a 1-hour segment on A Bowl of Soul, make sure you hit me up as well on that network as well. So support A Bowl of Soul on Live 365. Make sure you tune into the Progressive Radio Network, where I'm on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, on Fridays at www.prn.fm. And you can also catch A Bowl of Soul on radio.com, radio.net as well, and also on Stitcher Radio. I'm very proud of that. Definitely make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you treat people the way you wish to be treated, and that you also love one another. There's a lot of chaos going on in this world, but we still have to not be distracted and make sure that we love on one another, because love is what we need in this world. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.